Wade, would you get your ass out of bed already?
I'm up. Fuck. Welcome to Wade On In. I'm your host, Wade. With me this week is my lovely girlfriend, Scarlett. Say hi, Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett.
So, man, there's been a lot of shit going on in the last couple of weeks. It's been crazy. Let's see, since the last time we've talked to anybody, we've had riots and deaths. And just nonsense going on everywhere.
Shitty cops.
Very shitty cops. Very shitty people, too.
True.
I mean, I think that the people have been just as shitty as the cops.
True.
I've been watching TikTok videos and stuff on there, and they have a lot of cops on the videos, and they're funny as hell. These guys are hilarious. You know, it brings you back to the point of these are real people. You know, these are people just like you and me. They're not just, they're not all just assholes out here being jerks. There's real people involved that really care and really try. And all we get is, you know, we get all this media on the bad. And that's the way it always is. Always on the bad. We don't ever get the truth about the good cops, you know, the people who are out there doing the good stuff. We don't get to hear those stories very often. And it's sad. You know, we should focus on that more. You watch those videos all the time.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you don't, they don't post the good videos, but very rarely. But they always make sure they post the bad ones.
You think that's because there's not as many good videos out there? Or just that the bad outweighs the good?
With the world we live in today, I don't think people pay attention to the good as much as they do the bad.
I don't agree with that problem. It's nuts. I just don't understand what the hell's wrong with people. Today we're eating popcorn in the old sunroom.
Really salty popcorn.
Really salty? All right.
Yeah.
Yummy. So I'm kind of going with a different format because I don't give a fuck. Oh, quick drinking game for everybody. Listen to my episode with Ryder. Every time I say the word fuck, you have to drink. If you can get through 10 minutes of that game, I'll tell you what. I'll give you...
You'll be well over the legal limit.
What should I give him? I'll give you free dinner at my house. If you can post a video from start to finish of you getting through that game, of every time I say fuck, you take a drink,
a shot,
dinner. Yes, an alcoholic beverage shot. You know, drink, beer, chug, or whatever. I don't think you can do it. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to happen.
We're going somewhere with Vermont.
They'll be in the hospital.
Yeah, definitely in the hospital. And I could not believe how many times I said the word fuck. I was like, oh, shit.
No, you did. You said fuck.
I did say fuck. It must be my favorite fucking word.
Slightly.
Are you going to finish it?
You can have it.
I like popcorn. This is excellent salty popcorn. So what do you think about the riots? I mean, honestly, how do you feel about it? Do you think that the whole protesting thing is just a bunch of bullshit?
I get the protesting. I don't get the violence.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't get the looting. I don't see how that's proving a point.
It's not. We're dealing with ignorant people.
I think that was just an ignorant way of people thinking they're going to get away with crime. You know, it's not to say black lives don't matter, because they do, but so do other lives.
Yeah, why is their life the only one so important?
You know, and then this whole thing of taking all these statues down, it's part of history. There is nobody alive today that owned a slave.
That's true.
You know, unfortunately, and I mean, you know, you want to get into history.
Let's look at this, though. Seriously. Let's just stop right there before we start doing all this bullshit that they've created. Okay. Let's look at the statistic. How many people were killed? How many white people were killed by cops this year? Significantly, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but a significant amount more than black people, right? Like almost twice as much.
Well, why don't we ask Google?
Well, Google it and find out. And so,
Google, how many white people were killed by cops in 2019? Statistics.
Here we go. I don't mean to add on to this bullshit that's going on, because, but it is what's going on in our lives. You know, we got the coronavirus, and now we live in the number two rated community to populate the coronavirus in America. That's right. We did it, folks. Thank you to the tweakers and the twackers. What?
What you said.
We're always passing joints and, you know, pipes. And that's got to be how the corona's going to kill us all. Getting high. Well, you got high, you got the corona, you died, didn't you? You got high and died, huh? That's going to be the next public service announcement. Don't get high and die. Thank you.
Now my phone froze up. Let's try that again.
What do you think?
How many white people have been killed by law enforcement in the past 5 years?
That's a good range.
Let's see what it says.
In 5 years.
Yeah, I'm reading. I'm trying to read as fast as I can.
I'm recording on different devices this week, so I'm not going to be editing much of this out. So if you guys, here's something you can do while we're waiting for Google. Go like and share my page everywhere. Go start at FM, Anchor FM, and then go to Spotify, and like us on Spotify. Any platform that we can listen to, go and like us there. Get people to listen to us. Because if you're listening to us, you obviously like us, and I need your support to help us get bigger, grow, you know, do things we need to do to make this podcast a success. And I think that we can do it. So go check out anchor.fm. Look for Wait On In. Like us. Share us with your friends. Go to Facebook. Go to Wait On In. Like us and share us on Facebook. Share us everywhere. Go to any listening platform that you find, from Spotify to Apple to all of those. We're on them all, almost all of them now. I mean, we're a bunch. Go check us out. Like us, share us. Please, please support the page. It's going good, and we'd like to keep going. Maybe we could record a little more often than we do, but, it, you know, it's getting there. It's a work in progress. I'm a no-name Joe just typing stuff in on his computer, so it's gone pretty well so far. Oh, yeah, and there at, you know, anchor.fm, you can give us some money if you want to. If you want to talk to us directly, you can write me a message on Facebook, or you can email me at wadesinkorswim.com. So let's not forget to do those things. I know the two of you that are listening will be greatly appreciated, but my efforts to support the show. Yeah.
I guess that's something I'll have to do a little research on.
Really?
Yeah, because it brings up...
Google this. People shot by police.
Well, it says police in the U.S. have shot and killed more than 5,000 people since 2015.
Okay. How many of those were white? Tell you right there?
No. That's why I said I'd have to do more research in more depth.
Which races were shot during 2019? Which race was shot and killed by police in 2019 as well? But we probably put man.
victims were majority white. 52% were white. 32% were black.
32%.
The balance was other.
So white people got killed.
So the fatality rate was 2.8 times higher for the whites than the blacks.
But guess what we don't do as a race? That's not true because...
And that's by law enforcement. That's law enforcement killing us.
That's right.
Compared...
So our, now this is us being racist because we're being racist because we're talking about white people. And we're just trying to prove a point here. We are killed a third more than you are by the police as a race. We are... it seems like we are a lot less likely to do violent acts. I don't know if that's because we're not as passionate as black people or what. But here, and see, as I started talking about this, I started thinking about this too. I was watching a thing, a video on these kids being racially profiled. They're black kids, and they were good boys. They weren't out causing no trouble. They'd been out to the park hanging out. They weren't smoking pot. One of them's car had broke down, so they had rented a car, so they weren't in a car that was registered to them. It was a rental. And they were profiled bad. Taken, searched. I mean, took them.
I watched a video like that last night.
An hour and a half of their time. For what?
Because I watched a video like that last night.
The cop said to the passenger of that car, "I think that you have a gun." Didn't have any proof. Didn't have any set way of knowing. "I feel like you have a gun." Big fucking deal if you feel like he's got a gun. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
You can feel like he's carrying cyanide in his pocket, going to fucking go poison his grandmother, but it doesn't mean you can fuck with him.
That's right.
That's just the
way there was a video I watched last night. These two kids got pulled over in a Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. Cop pulled them over. The kid that was driving asked him, "Why did you pull me over?" They were two black kids. He asked the white cop, "Why'd you pull me over?"
And what did the white cop say?
The white cop said, "Oh, well, your vehicle matches a description of a vehicle that was involved in a drive-by shooting earlier today." The kid that was driving, the kid in the passenger seat was filming the whole thing.
Yeah.
The cop didn't know this to start. Okay? So the kid in the driver's seat tells the cop, "You're full of shit. You're full of shit. You did not see no car in a drive-by shooting like this earlier today. You're profiling us because we're black."
Right.
And they were right. That's exactly what that cop was doing. And it was a crock of shit. And as soon as, and I shit you not, I mean, I watched the video. As soon as the cop realized, because the kid asked, he's like, "What's your badge number?" So the cop gave it to him, right? He said, "What's your name?" And the kid leaned over, the passenger leaned over, because he wanted to get the cop's face on film. And as soon as he realized he was being filmed, the cop was like, "You can go on your way. You can go on your way. Go ahead and go." As soon as he realized he was being filmed,
right,
he wanted to get the hell out of there.
He knew
he was doing wrong.
So now with that said, we are objective on both sides, you and I. We both have the same strong feelings about the way the black people are reacting and the way the cops are reacting. And we both feel pretty much the same way about this. I feel like pretty close. I don't like cops because they're crooked.
I feel like too many of them are, yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think there's good cops out there.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they're having to deal with the bad cops bullshit.
So how do we fix this thing to these good cops? What do we do? Because as a society, we're taught to act the way these bad cops, because the bad outnumber the good way for 100.
I think the repercussions of their actions need to be taken out of the hands of their departments.
Right.
I don't think that, because right now, when something happens, internal affairs,
right, within the police department,
Right, internal.
I don't even know that for a fact, or is that...
Oh, no, that's how it's taken care of.
I mean, I don't know if the state police, because the state police do govern the judicial...
The police police the police.
Right.
I mean, that's how it is.
So,
the police police the police. The badge covers the badge.
So what do we do to fix that?
Take it away from them.
And give it to who?
And give it to somebody outside.
And who's going to step up and take that?
I don't know, but it needs to be something outside of the badge.
I don't disagree with you.
To make them accountable for their actions. That
Can
way,
it be the public?
That way, it can't be a badge covering for the badge.
Should it be the public? Should it be like jury duty, almost?
It's something to that effect.
I would think.
Because that way, they can't say, "Hey, man, you know, I fucked up. I need you to cover me."
Right.
That shit can't keep going on.
But then it'd be like jury duty, so we maybe get a phone call one day, we need to come in and jury on this case.
Well, then that's the way it should be.
Do you think that would be fair?
Yeah.
I do too.
I do, because it's still their peers.
Well, it's us. It's us. It's the people. Yeah, it's the people that they deal with.
Right.
That we're not getting paid for that. We're doing a public service.
Exactly.
To go do that.
Exactly.
I think that's a great idea.
Because that way, you know, it's a mixture of, number one, all skin colors,
right.
You know, it's a mixture of all backgrounds, all class of people, you know, all denominations, all kinds, you know,
yeah.
Whether you're a multimillionaire down to a cashier working at Taco Bell. You know, doesn't matter. Everybody has a say in what this cop has done, right, wrong, or indifferent.
I think they should do it just like if you were able to vote, you're able to
right
be on this.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
And I mean, they need to be held accountable for the bad actions that they're doing, because it's not right how they're treating. How the bad cops are doing their job. Or I should say not doing their job.
So what do you think what do you think we should do about the people who are looting? Okay, let's just cut this. They're on both sides. We have serious issues that we have to face. And somebody has to stop as a whole and say, "Hey, okay, whoa, motherfuckers, stop. Stop right now. Both sides, you're acting like children."
I think personally, this whole looting and this the crap that they're doing, I mean, straight up, I mean, you're a criminal, period.
I agree.
You're a criminal.
Okay.
So,
and so now everybody's making
obviously there's not enough space to put all these people in jail.
Right. But you know, we have criminals on both sides here. So we're now dealing with two separate people's.
Okay, you people looting are no better than these cops that are doing the wrong thing. You're no better than them. Other than you're beating up people that don't deserve
right.
this, you're taking people's livelihoods from them. You're taking people's lives. You know, you're sitting here saying black lives matter, but yet you're beating up and killing black people.
Right. To protest for this.
To protest Black Lives Matter. Obviously, they don't. If
it's
this is what you're doing to them.
It's gotten way out of hand.
So you're no better than the cops that you're sitting here saying Black Lives Matter.
This is what I feel should happen. I think Trump should say, "Okay. This is it. You guys have pushed it to this point. I really do think that we need martial law. And here's why. Because, A, this is not going to stop on either side until somebody intervenes and takes care of it. Because, you know, if you have two children fighting and you just let it be, what happens?
They just keep beating the shit out of each
That's
other.
Right. Because they're too fucking stubborn and ignorant to fucking figure it out themselves. Very rarely do they figure it out amongst themselves. They usually just keep the hatred and everything right there. And if you intervene and you say, "Look, what's going on?" You find out what the problem is, and you solve the problem. 9 times out of 10, the children can walk away and play again, right?
Right.
So that's what I feel needs to happen, because obviously these two children cannot play together, and the rest of us are going to have to suffer through that because of these two ignorant groups of people. The people on both sides, not one being more ignorant than the other. They're both equally ignorant.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a fucking ridiculous thing to have happen, but how do you, what else do you do?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was kind of funny. I don't know where it happened for sure. I think it was like London or somewhere. Their police stood outside of their stores, and when the looters were coming out, they sprayed them with a dye because they knew they couldn't arrest all of them.
Sure.
So they sprayed them with this dye that wouldn't wash off for like a month. And so every time they caught one of them with this dye on them that they couldn't wash off, like it stained their skin,
yeah,
they would grab them.
Great idea.
And they charged them with looting.
Now, here's my question. Why are they looting in England?
But this, I mean, they're doing, right. But I'm saying they're doing this all over,
why?
Right?
Why?
But they sat and they charged them.
What do they fucking care?
They're in this movement, you know?
They're not in this movement.
Well, but they feel that they are. And so they charged them. Like I said, I'm not sure if this happened in England or where it happened. But they sprayed this dye on them. And so the police, every time they've caught one of these people with this dye on them, they're charging them because they can't stick all these people in jail. There's not enough space. And so they're charging them and basically, you know, giving them, I guess, probation, some type of sentence and fines. To make them accountable for what they've done. I mean, hey, we can't put them all in jail.
No.
There's no way. We don't have the room. You know, but exactly. But they're going to answer for it some way or another.
Yeah.
You know, you get away with it right now. But you know what? Karma's a bitch. Eventually, it's going to come back around in one way or another.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. This is all ridiculous. These people are complaining about all these statues. Well, nobody complained about Martin Luther King's statue. So if they're going to take down history, take him down too.
I agree.
Leave the history alone. It's part of history. We learned from the history. That's why we are where we are now. That's why the segregation stopped.
I agree.
You know, it's part of our history.
It's not
who we are now.
This is why it's not going to continue to change. Is because people are so fucking close-minded on both sides of this fence.
Just for instance, I read it today. So, you know, Aunt Jemima, right?
Sure.
The syrup.
Yeah.
Okay, pancakes and all this, right?
Jemima.
Right, exactly. So, I read today a story about it that the nephew or great-great-grandson, I believe it was, they are taking Aunt Jemima down.
Oh, he don't like money?
No. The grandson's upset that they're taking her off the shelf, because the company, I can't remember if it's General Mills or whoever has her. She actually used to serve pancakes, her pancakes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how she became so famous.
Because she made good pancakes.
Right.
Because she was black.
And she went around the country for this company and made buku bucks.
Yeah.
Doing this as her face being so famous, right? Not that she was a slave.
No.
Not that she was a slave. Her face became famous like the Gerber baby, right? She became famous like this. And her family got money for this.
Why wouldn't they?
Through all these years, her family got money for this.
Her
great-great-grandson is offended that her face is coming off the product. And it's coming off because of all this bullshit going on. Because people are offended that her face is on the syrup and her face is on the pancake mix, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't stop to think how her family felt about it. And because of this, now her face is coming off and her family is upset about it. So they don't stop and think about how somebody else feels about it, only how that person feels about it.
I have some black.
I have black family. My dad is black.
Okay. So, we're not racist.
Not by any means. I got all kinds of people in my...
I am a white man.
I'm a white woman.
And I act like a white guy. I can't dance. And
no, you can't.
I know. But I try real... No, I don't. I don't have any rhythm. You know, I can play the shit out of a guitar. I can play the blues with any of them. And when I say any of them, I mean with any of those guitar players that play the blues. Not the black or the white, just so we clarify. Because so many people like to stir shit up. But I really enjoy the people that I know, not because of what they look like, I enjoy the people that I know because of who they are.
Exactly.
And the people that I know that I'm friends with are the people that I like to be around. It's, I don't give a fuck what color their skin looks like. I don't give a fuck if they suck dick in the morning and fucking blow truckers at night. I don't care. What I care about is how they treat me as a person.
Exactly.
And then treat them as a person, and that's what they care about too, that we treat each other with respect and that we're friends. You know, if somebody needs something, they say, hey, can you help me? If I can, I do. If I can't, I say, no, I can't. And that's exactly the same I would expect from them back. I'd say, hey, can you help me? They say, no, I can't. I say, okay, thank you. And that's the way it is, you know. And the next time they need help, I would always encourage them, you know, I can't help you this time, but don't be afraid to ask me in the future because I may be able to help you then. And I say that a lot to people.
It's the way life is, though.
It is. But it's just honest. I'm not going to put myself out to help you because I can't. And it's just, people don't think like that. People don't realize that that's what it's about, man. It's not about, oh, well, wait, so you wasn't going to help, fuck him, you know, he's just being an asshole. No, I'm not being an asshole. He explained it to me. You know, Wade said he couldn't help this time, so what's our other options? Or Wade's going to help this time. You know, where do people start to think like that again? How do we get people to understand?
The problem is this is such a me generation. It's all about me, 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 me. It's a very greedy generation.
You can be greedy that way with being selfless.
But that's... No, it's only, that's what I'm saying. This generation is all about me.
So let's shoot them
all. All about me. That's all they care about. All about me. It's very, very much so. They don't care about nothing else about me. That's it. Just about me. It's all about me. It's a very shitty, shitty, shitty generation.
Do you know that? It's our fault. These are our kids running around.
Well, I feel sorry for their kids.
Not every one of them, but this is our generation. These are the fucking kids that we rear. Our generation did this. That's fucked up to think about, isn't it? This is our fault. And yeah, our parents' fault. And their parents' fault.
But, you know, I mean, you always want better for your children than what you had. You always try to do better for your children, just like our parents tried to do better for us than what their parents did for them.
My children had it better for them coming out of the gate. I mean,
so did mine.
My childhood was shitty. I mean, you could have fucking burned, I don't know, it was just shit. Just the same as yours. I mean,
the best thing in my childhood was my stepfather that came into my life.
And you know what? My last stepdad was probably the best thing that ever happened in my life. He taught me a lot in just a few years I was around him. And I'll miss him forever. He was a great guy. But you know what he was? He was a drunk. Didn't matter. He was still a good motherfucker. And he loved the shit out of my mom. And he worked hard. And you know what else he couldn't do? He couldn't read or write. And society would look at him and they would, this is a drunk fucking retard. He wasn't retarded at all. He was very intelligent. And he drank because of all the shit that happened to him. You know, that's the way he dealt with it. His childhood, ours, both of ours put together, would have touched his. He had a rough one. I mean, talking backwoods hillbilly. I mean, deviant, kind of messed up in the head shit. It was awful. I can't even repeat some of the shit that happened to me. I mean, you think of the worst things in the world that another person could do to another person and he went through it. It's shitty. So, I guess what my whole point of this conversation is trying to get is to... Everybody's just bitching. Everybody's just doing what we are right here. Just throwing a pitch fit. You know, just saying that this is my opinion. This is my opinion. So I guess what I need to know is what are we going to do to change? What are we going to do to fix this? Where do we start?
People need to start acting like adults again.
We have to start right here. Right here. you and me every day and push that on people and push it on people. Just like the Jehovah's Witnesses coming to your front door, we need to push adulting. We need to push, hey, that's not the way you treat people. We need to push.
My kids weren't raised that way.
Well, yeah, but along the way, somewhere all these fucking people, not our kids, not putting anything on anybody. People in general, the society needs to change their thought process, and we need to promote that more than we need to promote Black Lives Matter and this and that. You know why cops started beating black kids? Because they were fucking running around with guns and drugs in the 80s, and they were acting fools, not even just in the 80s, but all this time, they've always been acting fools, and they've always put themselves in that program where that's the way the cops think, because that's all they've known. If Black Lives Matter, then stop killing your fucking selves. Then you will understand that your lives matter. White people, the same thing. Quit acting like idiots. Mexicans don't fucking be doing stupid shit either.
Each race is known
for something.
For something. You know, and it's sad to say that way, but it's true. You know, you look at it this way. The Mexicans are known for the cartel.
Yeah. And Mexican food.
And Mexican food, okay.
Tacos and stuff.
The blacks are known for being thugs and gangsters.
They are.
You know?
Yes.
Whites are known for
meth heads
and drug addicts.
And white supremacists.
And white supremacists, exactly. I mean, we're all labeled in some way or another.
What are the Chinese known for? Buffets.
Yeah, I guess so. And shitty. They make stuff real shitty.
They can't drive.
It breaks really easy.
You know, that's what we all need to be, is just mad at Chinese
stealing
people.
Stealing our jobs. Sending shit overseas and stealing our jobs.
We don't care about that here in America. We don't want jobs. We want somebody to take care of our asses. Maybe we should be more like the Chinese.
But, I mean, we're all labeled in some way or another. We really are, and it's sad that we get labeled that way. I mean, it's kind of like when you're in school, you know, you see somebody, and you know, your first day of school, you walk in, and, you know, some girl or guy comes up to you and friends you the first day of school.
Yeah.
And they are with a certain group.
Yeah.
Okay, so you sit with them at lunch that day because they show you around school. Yeah, exactly. So they show you around school, yeah, and they show you around the school, and you're with their group, and so you sit with them at lunch, and then they point out, hey, so-and-so over there, you know, she's bad news, so don't go talk to her, or don't go talk to him, because she's a slut, and so now you have it in your head, she's a slut.
Well, yeah, that's the very first thing I heard.
Well, of course.
But really,
okay, she's not a slut. What happened was her dad's been raping her for the last 3 fucking years of her life.
Right.
And she's alone and she's scared and she's got nobody to fucking talk to. But nobody's taken that time to find that out.
They just label her and walk away.
And she's so fearful of her life every day when she leaves school because she knows that when she goes home, it's all going to happen again to her. And the only outlet she has is to go to school to get away from it.
It's the only place she has to stay.
Exactly. But these popular girls at the other table have labeled her as a slut.
And
an outcast.
That's just part of it, you know. That's just the beginning of it. And that's where it...
But that's my... Exactly, that's my point. And that's how easily people get labeled.
You know what I do when I... This is me, because I am way different than most people. I'll let those people come up to me and invite me into their groups. I'll come listen to what they have to say, because the ones that are gossiping are the ones you have to be afraid of.
Usually.
Those are the ones that are talking shit to everybody. Those are the people you don't want to be around.
Usually.
In my experience. And so here I am on a podcast talking all kinds of hell of shit about everybody, so... That's it. Be around.
Not the same. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same. But, you know, we need to focus on those people because those are the people who need the help.
Yeah.
And how, it's just so, it's an overwhelming thing to, can you imagine being the president? Not being Donald Trump, but being the president. Being, having that kind of pressure on you. Knowing that my country's falling apart around me because they're childish.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The cops running around here thinking, I can't police this people.
I have a friend in Chicago that's a cop.
Yeah.
He was a cop for, he was in the military first. He came out of the military. You're a horrible smoker. Horrible. But he was in the military. He came out of the military. You know, he's with his family, North Carolina. He was a cop after he came out of the military. He's a good person. I mean, really good person. He always has been a good person. I mean, I grew up with him. Okay? He was my oldest brother's best friend growing up. And talking to him on Facebook.
Sure.
He was a cop for 20 some years in North Carolina. He moved back home to Illinois, you know, not real long ago, a few years back. And he, you know, had retired from the police in North Carolina and moved home to Illinois. And he, I guess for some reason, decided he wasn't ready to be retired. So he went back to policing.
Can you imagine that's going to been a cop for that long and then not being a cop?
Right, right. So he went back to policing in Illinois. And of course, all this stuff happens, right? And, you know, police are being followed home and being killed and their families are being harmed.
Yeah.
And that's got to be scary in itself. Especially if you're a good cop.
It's got to stop, period.
Exactly. And so he's seeing this stuff happening. He's involved in this. You know, he has these fears, of course. And he is a good cop. You know, he's one of the good guys. And he handed in his badge. He's like, I'm done. No, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't put my family at risk to protect people
that
right. And he even posted on Facebook, he goes, I'm done. Let the wolves have the sheep. I will not protect anybody but my own now.
Amen.
And I mean, I can't blame him. I think I would feel the same way at this point. He protected us when he was in the military, our freedom. He put his life on the line for so many years through the military. And then he come home and he protected us here by being a policeman and a good one, you know, one of the good ones. And then he retired and then he felt like he needed to be back in police work. So he got back into it and protected us more. And then deal with this shit.
Well, let's do this. Let's you and I do this. Let's take a day. Let's really do some good research on this, me and you. And then we'll come back and we'll have another podcast and we'll talk about the things that we learned. I'm at the point where I'm so serious of going out and interviewing an actual police officer. Stopping a cop on the street saying, hey, would you be interested in giving me some of your insight? I think I'm going to try that. If that doesn't work, bail me out. Because I'm going to need it. You don't think I will? Oh, you know I will. You know I'll walk right up to those motherfuckers and say, hey, guy, guess what? Let's talk. You know I will. That's why you're laughing now.
Yes.
It's going to be great. So let's do that. You make sure we got the bail money. And no, we're not going to jail. We're going to go find some real information out. You want to? Sounds like fun. Maybe. Or it could be very dangerous. And let's find out if there's a protest around here close. If there is.
We've had protests here, yeah. And they've all been peaceful.
Right. But let's go find one. Let's go find a protest somewhere. If they're going to be doing it. I don't want to go to St. Louis or Kansas City or anywhere like that, but let's go to a place that maybe we're not going to be acting fools, because I'm not going to move foolish people, and I carry a gun, and I will protect myself. But I would like to know the facts about this. I would like to know why.
Well, my nephew, CJ, has actually been to some of the protests up in Illinois. They've been the ones he's been to has been peaceful protests.
So maybe you can,
you know, because he's got friends that are Black, Mexican.
Sure.
I mean, like I said, my family's so mixed. None of my family is prejudiced over anything.
We
don't care if they're gay, you know, straight, Black, white. It doesn't matter to us. None of us were raised that way to be prejudiced by the way somebody is. The only thing we cared about, or were taught to care about, was how you're treated.
We'll end this podcast. We'll set a plan down, and we'll figure out we can get the information, and we'll put the information that we've gathered back on this podcast, and we'll try to deliver some good information, not just some hokey pokey, we feel this way stuff. That way, we're doing something. We're making our difference. We're starting a movement. Not a movement to hurt or take away. Not a movement to push anybody down. But a movement to unite and bring us all together. And bring us together as a race of humans. And figure out what we can do within each of ourselves to make it better. I mean, that seems like the most obvious thing that all of us should be trying to do right now. So, I think that after you guys go and like and share our program that we're having here, our little podcast, Wait On In, don't forget to like and share us. Did I mention that? What are they supposed to do?
What you told them to do?
Which was like and share us.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it?
Like and share us. Like and share us.
Like and share us like she wants you to. Like and share us. And give us money if you want to. God knows we can use it. Especially when we'll be out here in the mean streets beating these people down for y'all. Going up to cops and stuff. If I get an opportunity, though, I will fucking interview a cop. I'm carrying these...
Hopefully it's not a mean one.
I don't care if it's mean or not.
If it's a mean one, you won't be here to interview him.
Cops aren't that bad, man. They're really not. They're not so bad.
Depends on which one you get.
That's true. They're given just as bad as rap as everybody else.
I've met nice cops, but I've met more assholes than I have met good ones.
Yeah, I think that our society is turning that way.
I think some of them go in with a real big chip on their shoulder,
right,
thinking that they're big and bad because they got a badge to hide behind. I think that some of them have been turned bad. You know, I think they go in good and some of them have turned bad. But I think some of them go in with an attitude that they're badasses and they get to do whatever the fuck they want. And then you got some of them that go into law enforcement, like my friend, to do the right thing and continue to do the right thing throughout. And if we had more of those that are in it to do, you know what I'm saying? They're in it to do the right thing. Then this would be a much better place.
I agree.
And law enforcement would have a lot better respect. You know, you get good cops that are when they see a bad cop doing the wrong thing, that will stand up to them.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of cops we need.
I agree.
Not the ones that'll say, "Oh, it's okay, man. I got you covered." In the wrong way.
It's the guys that say, "Sorry, you fucked up, man."
You got to answer for it. That's the way it is. Exactly.
Well, thanks for listening to Wait On In this week, this episode, whatever it is we do on our shit that we do. Pay no attention to the crazy man behind the curtain. Be careful. The roads are slick.
Wade, would you get your ass out of bed already?